Keith, thank you so much. John, thank you. And, oh, yeah, it's a day to be thinking about freedom and independence. And the talk title for today is Living in Freedom with Gratitude, with Gratitude. So, I do first actually want to thank Donna, for having spoken last Sunday in my absence. I was at an amazing, eye-opening and an insightful workshop for myself, and it's always nice to do your own spiritual work, and it's also wonderful to be back. So, what I'd like for us to just breathe into today is celebrating this amazing holiday that we kind of get involved in, boating and the river and fireworks and picnics. And how many of you have seen a few fireworks so far? How many have pets that have run under the bed? Yeah. And how many are expecting to see a few more fireworks before we get to, and through Tuesday? Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and these holidays that we partake in, sometimes we just like, we get excited, no good, it's a day off, and you know, and I have a little time to rest or play or whatever, and not always do we stop for a moment to be a little bit introspective, to consider what the holiday truly represents. So we know that we celebrate July 4th as the day the Declaration of Independence was signed. When I had to look for myself at when I last stopped to think about what it took for our forefathers to actually engage in separating from what they felt to be tyranny and overpowering government in order to break free, in order to live in freedom. Thomas Jefferson said, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." This is from a portion of the Declaration of Independence. And Robert J. McCracken, who was a professor of theology, he says, "We on this continent should never forget that men first crossed the Atlantic not to find soil for their plows, but to secure liberty for their souls." That's pretty huge. When we stop to think about what it might have taken to have broken away from the tyranny of the time, excuse me, of having imposed upon one someone else's taxes, someone else's ideas of how things should be done, to have no representation for self. And when I stop to think about what kind of courage that took, I invite each of us to stop for a moment and to think about what courage that took to have created a free America, a United States that was governed by itself, and by men who stood up, as well as women, for that ideal of freedom. Because how easy is it for us to forget the rocks upon which we stand, that are the history of our being? From Scripture in Luke 4:18, it says, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free." To set the oppressed free. This is what our forefathers were about participating in when they chose to create, to write, and to sign and step forward with that Declaration of Independence. And it's easy sometimes for us to take those things for granted, to forget the responsibility that is incurred in experiencing freedom. So I'd ask you to think for just a minute now and go ahead and shout it out in loud, because sometimes I can't hear. What is a freedom that you experience right here, right now, today? Yeah.
Well, I'm thankful I live in a country where I can disagree with my government and doesn't have to worry about being blocked in the public square and put in prison for 10 years.
Exactly. Now, could you all hear where you can disagree and still be recognized and honored in your own beliefs in what you feel is right? I was beaten up on you because you thought you weren't going to get beaten up on. But exactly. Say again.
Freedom of assembly.
The opportunity for us to gather as spiritual community, as church, as individual thinkers in colleges, in institutions of learning. What's another freedom? Freedom of choice. Boy, freedom of speech. Absolutely. Freedom to pursue what makes us happy. Freedom to be here today, right now, in this moment, where you choose to be. So when we stop for just a moment, and I'll invite you throughout the day and throughout the day on July 4th in honor of Independence Day, to be a little mindful. Because, I mean, we have so many freedoms that we take for granted day in and day out. And it's important for us to recognize the gifts that we have received through the labor or the intention or the presence of others who showed up and said, I count and I will stand for what I believe in. When was the last time any of us had to do that? In such a broad scope way, you know, we do that each in our own ways, every days of our life. But to really consider, okay, what is independence and what does it mean and how does it show up in my life? I can go to the grocery store. I can drive down the highway. I don't fear someone is going to stop me or shoot me or take away what I have. From Peter Marshall, who most of you know him as a TV host, but he was quite insightful. He said, may we think of freedom not as the right to do as we please, but as the opportunity to do what is right. And Nelson Mandela goes on to say, for to be free is not merely to cast off one's chains, but to live in a way that respects and enhances the freedoms of others. So as we consider, what does freedom mean to us? What is our own freedom highway? How are we taking a stand? How are we moving forward? In what ways are we living in this amazing gift of freedom with a sense of gratitude for those who have gone before us, who have fought mightily to grant us that freedom in our outer world? Anna Julia Cooper was a prominent African-American scholar. She was an educator, a speaker. She said, the cause of freedom is not the cause of a race or a sect, a party or a class. It is the cause of humankind, the very birthright of humanity. The very birthright of humanity, friends. So freedom has a very expansive, broad spectrum of importance. And where do we show up in our own lives in that spectrum? How do we participate personally in continuing to take on the responsibility of promoting freedom going forward. We take it for granted. It's here. There are people around our world who do not experience freedoms. And we live our lives forgetting to be grateful for those who have gone before us, while also recognizing it is up to us to continue to move the ideals and the principles of freedom forward. Marshall Vian Summers, he is what would be called a modern-day prophet by some. He says, here and everywhere in the universe, freedom must be protected and nurtured and supported. For everywhere in life it is challenged. It is a gift. And it is a gift that you as an individual and as a member of a spiritual family must advocate for, preserve, and protect. So as we take some time to be mindful in celebrating July 4th, it's wonderful to love fireworks. I personally, I love them. I love the light and the color and to participate in that and to do fun activities, to engage in that which enlivens us and which reminds us of those things that are so wonderful and positive. But also to remember, true freedom requires responsibility and choice. Living with compassion, with tolerance, with self-awareness and gratitude. Freedom doesn't just happen, you see. We create freedom. And while we experience freedom in our outer world, through the rights that we have received, through the shoulders of others that we stand upon, what we can truly begin to recognize as spiritual humanity is that freedom is a state of consciousness. It's a state of being. And if we are to evolve more fully into experiencing freedom in our world, let us recognize that it does not start without, it starts within. The quote that I started off with, that our forefathers didn't come here just because they wanted new soil to plant or a new land to be in. They came because there was something that so deeply impelled their hearts of their being to be free, to stand in who they are, that invited them into a shift of consciousness and an awareness that we develop and experience true freedom when we begin to rise into a connection, into a greater awareness of our own Christ consciousness. To begin to take a look at our own personal independence and freedom. We forget about the many places in our lives where we restrict our freedom. Some of those might be the prejudices that we carry. We can think someone else is prejudiced and I'm not, and yet, boy, I can find circumstances where I carry a prejudice. What about freedom from judgment? I've judged myself probably 7 times already today. How about you? You know, oh, I should have done this. Why didn't I? Or, you know, nobody else has that little monkey mind going on. Okay. No, I didn't think so. Just me. Okay. There we go. What about somebody else? You know, good, bad, or indifferent. Yes, Lon.
I got a quote for you.
Okay.
Blessed are the flexible, for they shall not be bent out of shape.
Did everybody hear that? That is so awesome. Blessed are the flexible, for they shall not be bent out of shape. High five. How flexible are we? That's absolutely so. And when we think of freedom and when we celebrate Independence Day, we're sort of focused on our country and we forget that what is experienced outwardly is a metaphor for the consciousness that we carry in our hearts. We don't just have freedom because it's some, you know, ideal out there. We have freedom because the heart of our being calls us to be free. And it calls us to shift in our consciousness to that higher Christ awareness. Charles Fillmore in Mysteries of John says, an understanding of truth comes only to those who abide faithfully in the teachings of Jesus. They alone are free who persist in holding to the true view of life, regardless of pre-accepted theories, and who obey only the voice of the higher self. The quest of freedom is endless and is unfulfilled save in the Christ consciousness. So this holiday for us, friends, can take on a whole different meaning and an aspect when we recognize that freedom truly starts within us. When we lift our consciousness, when we are ready to let go of the prison that our angers keep us in, the prison that our fears and our doubts, our self-judgments, our prejudices, all the thoughts, you know, that go through our mind. Friends, we have a choice, and that is the responsibility of living into freedom. The choice to be aware of what we are thinking and where we are stuck. And that willingness to rise into a higher Christ consciousness, into letting the Lord set us free, as Scripture says. Because, oh wait, I forgot that one up here. I like that one too. So from John 8:31-32, it says, so Jesus said, if you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth. And what? The truth will set you free. Friends, it's like recognizing it is inherent in us. In our own consciousness, that which we resonate to, that which we become aware of, our own, as I said before, you know, being choiceful about our compassion, being choiceful about our tolerance, our self-awareness, and having a sense of gratitude, that all of that, when we live into that, it creates an energy vibration that moves out into the atmosphere of our world. Just like our forefathers who had that impulse so deeply in their heart that they said, we will be free. And they wrote that Declaration of Independence in order to declare that. So school teacher decided she was going to give a little lesson to her students on history because it was coming up on the 4th of July So she was talking to her third and fourth graders, and she said, so can anyone tell me where the Declaration of Independence was signed? Well, all of a sudden, little Tommy, he jumped up, and he goes, teacher, I know where the Declaration of Independence was signed. It was signed at the bottom of the page. So friends, I'm going to ask us as we go forward into Tuesday and celebrating this amazing honoring holiday to begin recognizing that true independence does indeed start within. And I'm going to invite you to try writing, even if it's only one sentence, your own Declaration of Independence. For right here and right now, it might be just one thing that you decide to see differently, to set aside, setting aside a judgment or an anger that you've held on to, that has kept you in bondage. Recognizing that when we each create our own Declaration of Independence, and when we sign that, that we are indeed choosing, we are indeed taking responsibility for creating and manifesting freedom in our world. Eckhart Tolle said, to know yourself as the being underneath the thinker, underneath the human self, the stillness underneath the mental noise, the love and joy underneath the pain, That is freedom. And Stephen Covey goes on to say, every human has four endowments: self-awareness, conscience, independent will, and creative imagination. These give us the ultimate human freedom, the power to choose, to respond, to change. So friends, it is up to us to create our own declaration of independence, to step forward in recognizing the freedoms that our soul calls us to be on our own freedom highway, to walk it with confidence, to know that as we do so, the light that we shine within ourselves and on the path before us is a light that we shine into the world that calls us all into that higher consciousness of the beauty and the grace that we experience in freedom, in being set free from bondage of consciousness. So celebrate the holiday, write out your declaration, sign it and put it up somewhere where you can be aware of it, inviting you into that greater expression that serves not only ourselves, but our world.